Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
And to be completely honest, the last, 5 minutes weren't even that exciting.
They really were.
UConn was ahead, and Purdue had nothing for him. Zach Edey gave his best shot, and nothing for him. Was that the sound of a new standard in college basketball? I know that like, them's be fighting words in this part of the country to say anywhere else might be the standard in college basketball, but is everyone, including Duke and North Carolina, or North Carolina and Duke, order not intended, and the other Blue Bloods, if you want to call them Blue Bloods, are they all chasing UConn? Yes. UConn is the new big bad bully on the block in college basketball, and it's important to recognize. Dan Hurley, their head coach, last night I don't think was his most likable moment. Trash-talking to Zach Edey, coach to player I never like. At one point in time, he got on the floor and pushed his own player to get into the action. Can't do that. Here's Dan Hurley after the game.
I just think it's the best two-year run, I think, in a very, very long time, just because of everything we lost from last year's team. To lose that much and again, to do what we did again, it's got to be as impressive a two-year run as a program's had since prior to whoever did it before Duke. To me, it is more impressive than what Florida and Duke did. Because they brought back their entire teams, and we lost some major players.
Yeah, but you would have liked to have had them back.
Wasn't
your choice? You're gonna knock Florida and Duke because they were more persuasive? Listen, UConn, they've won 6 of the last 24 tournaments. Let's establish why I'm so emphatically saying yes, they are the new standard before I get into what that means for the teams locally and what that means for everybody else chasing them. They've won 6 of the last 24 tournaments. UNC has 6 in totality. Duke has 5 in the last 33 years. Okay? All of the arguments, that it's always funny, right? Whenever you make like a hard and fast argument, you always have to be careful because it can come back to bite you. All of the arguments that the Duke and Carolina and Kansas and whatever Blue Blood, Kentucky, all of the arguments they've made throughout the years, UConn can just say, yeah, remember what you used to say to us? Oh, you have 5 in the last 30 years. We have 6 in 24. Oh, you have 6 total. So do we. They have every argument that other schools have used now working in their favor, and you might argue they have a bit better of an argument because they've done it with 3 different coaches this century. You can't just say, oh, look, you ran into a mastermind in Coach K, and we don't know if it's still going on. Now they've done it with Calhoun, they've done it with Ollie, they've done it with Hurley. Give credit where it's due. There is nothing wrong. This is where it starts to get into how it affects the local teams and everyone else chasing UConn. There is nothing wrong with the realization that someone has passed you, especially when we're talking programs. If you're talking players, sometimes you will never acknowledge it because you don't have the ability to get them back, right? I don't know. Diana Taurasi might never say that Caitlin Clark passed her in college career because Diana Taurasi can never go back to college and build on her resume and repass Caitlin Clark. So she's just going to dig her heels in and stay there. But if you're a program like a Duke, like a Carolina, there's nothing wrong with the realization that UConn has the upper hand right now. There would be something wrong if you were okay with it. There'd be something wrong if you were accepting of it. What you have to be is wildly motivated. What you have to be is, okay, they got 6-24. All right, by next year, we can get one. They'll be 6-25. By the year after, we can get another. They'll be 6-26, and we'll start getting back up there in the rankings. It's a competition. If there were any triggered fans out there when I started this segment by saying UConn was the new standard, good. Use that as motivation. I don't know. Give to your NIL collectives. Pressure your coach. Pressure your program. Let them know what your standard is. Because if your standard is to be the best, and oh, by the way, my guess is when Duke is recruiting, when UNC is recruiting, they're not out there saying, you know, if you come here, you'll be pretty good. They're probably saying, if you come here, you will come to the standard in college basketball. If that is your expectation, you got to go earn it now because somebody else is saying the other thing with a better argument. UConn has rolled through the last two NCAA tournaments. We're not talking about rolled like they've won the last two NCAA tournaments. We're talking rolled like they've won each game handily. I saw someone saying, like, the argument, right? And this is social media, so it was hidden behind a fake name and an avatar. But the argument was, is UConn the best team of, I don't know, however long, this century maybe the argument was, whatever it was. And the argument was, can you even name one signature moment from the last two tournaments for UConn? And my response was, well, they didn't need a buzzer beater.
No, they didn't.
They're ahead by 12. Like, yeah. The signature moment, slowly, methodically beating everyone in your path? I'm not saying they're the most entertaining team in the world. Shoot, Alabama was a better entertainment product. They were putting up threes all over the place. NC State was a better entertainment product because they had this scrappy upstart mishmash of different players that were unique in their own way. The entertaining isn't the name of the game. Winning is the name of the game. North Carolina used to win with four corners. That is the definition of, like, hey, can we make this game more boring? They had to change the rules so it wouldn't be that boring anymore.
Virginia won a national title. That's it. That's all you got to say.
And we're praised for it in the moment, even though now we look back and we go, like, you know what? Their style of play is extremely boring.
Exactly. But they still won.
Winning is winning. UConn hasn't needed the Michael O'Connell bank-in buzzer beater to win a championship. That's a credit to them. So guess what? Duke, this recruiting class you have coming in. By the way, Tristan Newton, the MOP, back-to-back years for UConn.
Yeah.
Most outstanding player of the Final Four. ECU guy.
Yeah.
So Duke, you got the number one recruiting class in the country. You have Cooper Flagg. You have Malawash. You have all these guys. You have to be able to put up the results that UConn got grabbing a guy from ECU, right? Donovan Klingon was a back half of the top 100 recruit. Really good recruit. Most schools would love to have him, but you have to be able to take all your top 20 recruits in the country and do what UConn did building around the 70th recruit in the country.
Cam Spencer was a transfer from Rutgers.
Yep. Yeah, you know what? He is a special case.
Yes. Well,
because he is the most UConn player I've seen in my entire life.
Well, there's
life.
That. And his brother does play in the NBA.
And he came from Rutgers. But I'm not disparaging the pedigree of anyone at UConn. Castle was like the ninth recruit in the country. They had that also, but they were not a juggernaut of Monstars put together in a lab to go win a national championship. They just were a juggernaut that went on to win a national championship.
Their signature moment was hoisting another trophy.
So if you are North Carolina and you're trying to get the best shooting guard in the country, the ACC Player of the Year, to come back, if you want to chase down UConn, which is a new place for a lot of programs, right? You're used to being the hunted. Now you're doing the hunting. If you want to go hunt down UConn, there's one way to do that. Hoist trophies. And we're not talking about the small ones. We're talking about the one that everyone's chasing. Sometimes you got to call it like it is, and the first thing in solving a problem is acknowledging you have a problem. You're not what you were a couple years ago. Now, I'm not saying you're bad. You know, second and third, or third and fourth, or second and fourth, whatever, wherever you place them, that's up to you in the blue blood rankings. But number one right now is UConn. Unless you're going to go like, well, actually, it's UCLA. Miss me with that. It's like, actually, the Celtics are the best in the NBA. They have one title in the last 40 years. Relax.
Yeah. Different eras now, people.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that a million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text TIM to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text TIM to 600-700 for that deal. The Canes are to the point in their season where they're ironing out details. Four games left in the regular season, postseason staring them in the face. That's where all of their mountains to traverse are located. That's where their obstacles to overcome are located. We talked yesterday about some of the schematic details they can iron out. But you know what is just as important as the schematics, as the X's and O's, as the strategic things in the postseason? The mental side of things. How many times that they're so talented, but they can't get over the hump in the postseason? Oh, every year they're one of the top seeds, but they can't get over the... It's between the years a lot of the times. So the Canes have to take care of the schematic details. We talked about it yesterday, getting, you know, who's going to skate with who in line. Maybe some power play stuff they can still figure out a little bit, or at least have their plan in place. Today I want to focus on the mental details. They're playing Boston tonight. Right? On the road. Four straight road games to end the season. They just lost to Boston last week. Could there be a little bit, just tiny, maybe 1% of 1% advantage of redemption, right? How important is it for their mentals to another team that is a Eastern Conference playoff team, right? Playoff spot clinched, the Boston Bruins. Make sure it's like, hey, we can beat them just like they can beat us. They're 1-1 on the season, but the win that the Canes had against Boston was back in January. The loss was last week. Also, Boston is 2 points ahead of them in the standings in the Eastern Conference, so a win moves them in for a tie. And more importantly, do they need to come up with little things like that? A little redemption storyline, little point storyline, just to make sure they aren't coasting into the postseason? Come up with a reason why this game matters. Rod Brindamore was asked if they're just getting to the finish line. This is what he had to say.
I mean, I don't like to say yes, but I mean, essentially, I think every team that's in kind of knows they're in that, you know, little bit of a holding pattern, and you certainly want to win every game you play, but there's concerns that you would have, no doubt about it, but you can't worry about that stuff. You just got to go play, try to get better.
That's a very honest answer. I think most coaches give you some form of, oh, no, absolutely not. We're not looking ahead. And he's like, well, actually, everybody that's clinched a playoff spot is kind of looking ahead. He was asked if they're focused on who they might play in the first round, which would be one of those things that you're kind of eyeing on the brackets and looking ahead. Here's more from Rod.
We haven't focused on any of that yet. We got a big test tomorrow. That's what we're focused on. And then, you know, we'll have three more after that. I mean, there's no point in worrying about things or trying to prepare for things you don't have control over. You can, you know, prepare on what you do have.
So they're not worried about it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know what I do think they should worry about? And this is part of the mentals of the next four games. Andrei Svechnikov. Worried might not be the right word. I should backtrack on that right away. Worried makes me, you know, it brings in images of like parents waiting for their kid who's missed curfew and it's storming outside and they're just like helpless. And this is pre-cell phones. Like that's the image I think of worried. Attention. They should have their attention on Svechnikov. Right. Keep playing well. Scored recently. Great. Scored right out the gate. It was a nice moment.
Yes.
A good game against a really good opponent on the road, a playoff opponent, that goes a long way. I want Svetch to start his, like, I want a campaign, or a war path. And I want it to start now, and I'm calling it the Shut Up, I'm Good Warpath by Andrei Svechnikov.
Okay.
Which can be taken two ways. One is people that you care about. You know, like, I'm good. Like, when people think you're upset and they keep checking with you. Are you okay? Are you upset? I'm good.
Like, no, man, I'm good.
I want to the supporters, like, shut up, I'm good. And to the haters, I want, shut up, I'm good. Like, I'm a good hockey player. Like, I want you to shut up. I know how good I am. So it's in both cases, it's shut up, I'm good. But I want that to be his energy going into the postseason. And I think tonight is a night where you can do that, right? Multi-point night against Boston. You're looking at your friends. Shut up, man, I'm good. You're looking at your haters. Shut up, I'm good. Same words, different vibe, right? It's all about tone. That's what my wife says. Did you mean to use that tone? I don't even know what tone I'm using, but it matters. It does. She's listening. It matters. The other one, I think this is interesting. I was talking with Dennis off air, and we're talking about this kind of idea of things they need to iron out. He brought up a name that I didn't have on my radar. Mm-hmm. Dennis, go ahead and present your theory.
Evgeny Kuznetsov.
You think he needs to step up his game?
Yes, absolutely. Look at the last 9 games.
No, I'm not. Oh, okay. No, go ahead. Explain.
So you look at the last 9 games, 0 goals, 2 assists, a -1 rating. This guy was brought in to be your number 2 center, mm-hmm. right? Right behind Sebastian Aho. He's brought in to produce points, to play on your power play. And over the last 9 games, he has not done that nowhere near enough. Including, he'll probably tell you the exact same thing. In order for the Carolina Hurricanes mm-hmm. offensively to be whole, to be a threat up and down the lineup, he needs to be a playmaker where other guys are scoring off of that. Whether that's Natchez or Teravainen, whomever's playing next to him, he needs to be the guy that's the playmaker that creates so many opportunities for everyone else out on the ice. Because otherwise, if he's not going, then it's a lot easier to game plan against the Carolina Hurricanes. Okay, and we could stack up against the Aho line, make sure our top defensive forwards are out there and our top defensive pairs out there, and we can shut down this team. Simple as that. Kuznetsov has to be a secondary scoring threat on a consistent basis for Carolina if they want to go deep in the postseason.
I'll tell you why he didn't pop up in kind of my perusing of the roster. He's 16 games in.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so I'm almost still on the, I expect there to be growing pains, right? Because make no mistake about it, there are growing pains. But,
sure.
But
there's always an adjustment.
He wasn't even, it's not even like he was playing really well on his previous team, right? He was somebody that was kind of fresh out of not playing, mm-hmm. and then he's thrown into the Canes system. I give him.
I mean, we did see a stretch of 4 games where he had 2 goals and 3 assists. So we saw So it's like, okay, we know you're capable of doing it here.
I mean, this is where I'm going to use your term. Are you really going to be like 1.25 points per game from Kuznetsov?
I mean, unless you're going to do it.
There it is. Unless you're going to do it. But. Like, I look at somebody like Svetch, or I even look at somebody like Faust, or like people that have been around, and I'm going, there's no real reason for you to be slumping. There's no real reason for you to be in adjustment period, right? Mm-hmm. You know your favorite restaurants. You know everything about this building. You know it all. Looking at Kuznetsov, to me, there's a small line, and I talk about this difference a lot, between like an excuse and a reason, right? An excuse is, you know, it's fake. It's made up. It's you're grasping at straws. It's why didn't I take the trash out? Well, it was raining and I didn't have my shoes. And it's like, well, no, it's a 4-step walk to the curb. Run out there and run back in. I don't care if you're barefoot. A reason is, why didn't you take the trash out? Well, I broke my leg and I was at the hospital and I couldn't. Okay, that's a good reason, right? I almost look at Kuznetsov and say, your ups and downs, there's a reason. Now, I hope you get the up in the postseason, or actually in like the 4 games that are going to decide everything. I hope he has the up, right? If you're looking for a reason why somebody like Svetch is playing down a little bit, I think you're more looking for excuses, right? It's, well, there's His line was a little thrown off. It's like, well, he should know everyone on that roster aside from the two new guys. He's been around.
That's also not an excuse for all the penalties that he's taken. Exactly.
Yeah, the frustration. Well, they hit me first. That's an excuse.
Yeah.
Right. I had to defend myself. That's an excuse. So I agree. Like you said, if Kuznetsov wants to go ahead and be a point per game player, go ahead. Like you're not going to hear me object to that. But I'm not sure if that's fair to expect it of. By the way, not that much.
I'm not expecting that. But he has to be on a consistent scoring threat. Like the threat has to be there on a consistent basis. The playmaking has to be there, whether it's on the power play or skating at 5-on-5. And it just you're not seeing it right now. And here's the thing. 2 weeks from today, the Canes will probably be playing game two of their opening round of the Eastern Conference. Like, that's how quick this thing is actually going to be here. Like, that's how quick it's actually going to be here. That's why he's got to use these last four games to start getting momentum. Even if he's just a point every other game type player, the threat still needs to be there. That's the most important thing. Because right now, the threat isn't there.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.